Vary based on how you buy.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We are grateful to Daniel Hernandez, a volunteer in Gabby's office. And Daniel, I'm sorry, you may deny it, but we've decided you are a hero because you ran through the chaos to minister to your boss and tended to her wounds and help keep her alive.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show, and as promised, the number one story of the week, the Tucson shootings, the Arizona service, and the controversy. Is there anything that isn't controversial? My God. And by the way, I'm kind of on board with this. I have mentioned several times on the air in different venues that I thought that the tribute, I thought that the president's part of it was fine, but I was taken back by, to the point actually of distraction, by the feeling in that gymnasium and the clapping and the cheering and stuff. For God's sakes, it was a memorial service for six dead people. Anyway, the president's speech got us started here in this hour from the University of Arizona. The president got good marks, high marks, in fact, from both sides of the aisle. It was a very good speech. And never mind who's on the aisle. The average American watched that, listened to it, perhaps read about it, and got a good feeling. Maybe this is the turning point for President Obama's presidency, as he learned some lessons. Number of critics, though, who were upset about the crowd reaction, the event seemed, it just didn't feel comfortable. So now that's what we'll dig around in for a while in this hour of our countdown. Here from CBS, John Dickerson speaks with Politico's Roger Simon and White House correspondent Chip Reed, who seemed to agree the president was put in an awkward position by all the cheers in the crowd, but he did seem to pull it off with dignity.
The president was doing a lot of things here. He was talking about the victims, the heroes. He was delivering a medical update, and he was also talking about the nation. How'd he do?
I thought he did extremely well, and it was a difficult speech to deliver. Like most reporters, I get an advanced copy, and I read it quickly, and then I wait for the president to speak. But on paper, it was written for a much more solemn setting. It was written for the National Cathedral. Instead, it was 14,000 kids in a gymnasium, basically. And no one expected, I don't think, whistling and hooting and cheering. The president managed to carry it off using the same language. He managed to use the crowd appropriately to get some serious points across. We had to come together as a nation. Some very emotional points across, as the one that we've just heard. And some kind of message of hope. But there was also a stern message to the country. He said, we cannot even begin to talk about what divides us because we're basically unworthy of it. We're not prepared to have this discussion without indulging in more harsh rhetoric. And therefore, we can't start it yet.
I want to get back to that question about unworthiness in a second, though. Chip, let me ask you, what was the White House expecting? And when they had the speech in their hands, walked into the venue, did they know it was going to have this mix of, you know, memorial and pep rally?
I think they probably figured it out when the president walked in and there was a scream that went up like I've never heard before. It really was extraordinary because I think, like Roger, I and Robert Gibbs said today, he too were expecting a much more solemn occasion. In fact, I counseled executives in New York that the speech would probably be the predicted 16 to 18 minutes because I didn't see many applause lines in it. Well, it went on for 35 minutes, largely because of the applause, and the president got pumped up in a way, kind of in a rally-esque kind of way that I don't think anybody really expected. It really did read. Roger's exactly right. I was going to say that same thing. This was really written for the National Cathedral, and it just came off very differently. But I think the general consensus is the president really pulled it off here. And, you know, there have been all those complaints about the president in the past, calling him Spock-like, emotionally detached, remote. I think those days are over, John.
800-510-8255. You'll join me. I'm Doug Steffen as we discuss this service itself. We went from CBS now to NBC, where Chuck Todd and Savannah Guthrie discuss why they believe that this cheering during the service was actually a healing moment for the people in Tucson.
I want to talk just a moment. You were there last night. There was a cathartic feeling to watching. You know, people are trying to be judgmental about certain things. That felt like a town that was just exhausted, emotionally exhausted, yeah. And needed a moment to just feel a little bit better.
Well, you know, we did see some comments, or some people thought it was odd that there were cheers at this memorial service, and I think...
But not for you at all, was it?
The context matters a lot here, and I think, first of all, this took place in an arena, a basketball arena, usually a joyous place there, and here's a community coming together, and it really, to me, felt like an overflowing of pent-up emotions.
Emotional
relief.
Exhaustion.
And also to have the President of the United States speaking so movingly about members of this community, I think people were clapping to say, yes, we agree. We loved those people, too. And so there were some very, very memorable moments. And, of course, the president mentioned in his speech that remarkable moment when Gabby Giffords opened her eyes in the hospital. It was a scene witnessed by two of her closest girlfriends in the Congress, as Chris just told us, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand and Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And they told reporters the backstory aboard Air Force One late last night.
We were just in tears of joy watching this. And beyond ourselves, honestly.
It was just, really, it felt like a miracle. It felt like we were watching a miracle. The only way I could describe the feeling that we had, that I had, was other than the birth of my kids, this was the most incredible feeling to see literally your one of your closest friends just struggle to come back to you.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Effa Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Like to try a new Luden's Wild Honey Throat Drop?
Wow, this Luden's Wild Honey is delicious. Oh, I can almost see the bees now buzzing through the fields, going from flower to flower, collecting the sweet nectar, then flying back to the hive, filling it with their pure, luscious honey.
Yeah, most people just say they're good.
New Luden's Wild Honey, a luscious new way to soothe everyday throat irritation. Luden's, it still works wonders.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Increase employee productivity and stop malware threats.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Web Filter is an integrated hardware and software solution that enforces internet usage policies by blocking access to websites and internet applications that are not business related. The Barracuda Web Filter is the easiest way to get your staff back to work while preventing harmful malware from entering your network. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You can enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to GEICO. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
All right, so we're running down the various television suspects from CBS to NBC now to Fox, where Host Martha McCallum speaks with former Senator Rick Santorum of Pennsylvania, Democratic strategist Chris Hahn on the discussion as well. They agree the speech will be a turning point for Mr. Obama.
Rick, what does last night tell us about the presidency of Barack Obama at this stage?
Well, first, it was a brilliant speech, and I really commend him for it. I thought he touched absolutely the right tone, and he's to be commended for a speech that really did bring the country together at that time. So I give him credit for that. I think going forward is really the real problem. And what it does, let me just say one more thing. What it does is remind people of why they liked him. They remind him that what the Barack Obama on the campaign trail was. And the problem is, he then has to go back from this very important moment, but it's not a substantive moment in the sense that we're talking about legislation and policy. And now he has to go back to that. And the problem with that is that the rhetoric that he uses doesn't connect with the policies that he's promoting. And that's going to be the real challenge for this administration, as to whether they can shift policy to match the rhetoric.
Yeah, I just want to bring up a quote that Jonathan Alter wrote, in the wake of all this earlier this week in Newsweek. He said, "This horrific event offers the president a chance to show leadership qualities that he's inexplicably hidden away in some blind trust." Christopher, do you think we saw those qualities last night?
Absolutely, and I agree with Rick. This is exactly why Americans voted for the president. He was the guy who was going to end the rancorous debate and the high-energy fighting that has been going on and plaguing our political system for so many years. Last night, he brought that back. It was a turning of the tide, if you will, in his presidency. And I believe that this is going to be very good for him going forward. He, again, seized the high ground of the moral debate in this country. It makes it very difficult for his opponents to demonize him, as they have been doing so very effectively for the last 2 years.
Now it's time for talk radio to be in the focus. Here we start with radio host Michael Graham. Loud cheering, handing out T-shirts seemed to make it bizarre in his take.
Please welcome the President of the United States, Barack Obama.
You have to jump in here, please, and then straight to the phones at 617-822-969. Didn't the guy sound like he was introducing acts at Vegas? You know, it's funny. My wife and I fell into watching part of Ocean's 11. It was on cable, and it showed the scene of the boxing match, in Vegas. That's what it sounded like. Ladies and gentlemen, stepping up 245 pounds, the president of his introduction of what's-her-name, Napolitano. She's done a fine job. What do you mean she's done a fine? What are you doing? This is a memorial service, a funeral. This is a moment of horror in office and the tragic wake of a terrible crime. I've never seen anything like it.
You watch this thing, and you watch the president come in, and that's when they started kind of rolling. Watch the president come in with Napolitano and the first lady, and you felt bad for them. The crowd was, it was a standing, oh, it was an exuberant Four Loco fueled standing, oh, what it sounded like. And it was
awkward. T-shirts.
And they didn't feel good. You could tell, I've never seen, and the president did a great job, from the outset, at handling the awkwardness. Because the crowd was going nuts. It was just the applause sign, if there was one, or many, were set on random.
Right.
Because the applause and a 9-year-old little girl who was killed.
I have never seen anything like it. And I wish I could say, Rob, it was completely coincidental. But it wasn't. It was organized by the University of Arizona and the pro-Obama folks. I'm not blaming President Obama. In other words, it's not his fault that his supporters are this enthusiastic. But they are. And they saw no problem with this. And so they organized T-shirts, and they're passing out shirts for everybody. Here's Grandpa Tom, have you ever been to a funeral? Have you ever been to a funeral?
Yes, I have.
Have you been to maybe an Irish wake style, you know what I'm saying, where people were a little loosey-goosey?
Sure, yeah. Absolutely.
Have you ever left one with a...
Not a T-shirt, no.
The scary part was underneath was the bumper sticker and beer koozie. I'm like, what the hell was this last night?
New year,
new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers,
and no lingering smell.
Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. This is directed.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 and change past the hour on the countdown. The discussion topic, the Arizona service the other day. What did you think about it? There are a lot of people who thought it was over the top, and there are a lot of people who thought it was great. I think we can overanalyze this stuff. That's what we've been doing all week long. Every single part of this whole discussion, the occurrence, the sadness, the reality of nutcakes who have guns, all of this stuff, and the ancillary things, the fingers pointing at who and why and the blame, it's all been overdone. Every single bit of this has been overdone to the point almost of disrespect in my mind, especially those people, the narcissists, who keep talking about it as if it was all about them. Here's the talk host, Doc Thompson. He found the cheering during the service totally inappropriate.
It wasn't that the cheering was, well, she's opened her eyes, that's a good thing, let's be happy. It was when they cheered at the beginning for the school. They cheered for the school. And the president or dean or whatever it was of the school said, we're here from university. People went crazy. You're making it about the school. Why would you cheer for a school at that point? It became at times, I thought, not about the people who are dead, even the people who are alive, or the good things, the best things that have come out of it at this point, that, for example, Gabby Gifford didn't die. There's not more people dead, stuff like that. Like, I can understand some of that happy feeling, but then it got to the hoo, 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 yeah! It wasn't like thank you. It was like, people hollering stuff out. What is this, a sporting event? What's going on here? To me, it was somewhere between a sporting event, a funeral or church service, a little bit of political pep rally. Not so much from the president, but from some of the other people. You could tell some of the way they were positioning things. Certainly if Jan Brewer was booed, then it becomes a little bit political as well. I think a lot of it has to do with the kids. Oh, it's a university college there, so a good number of them were students that got in line early, that got in that main room. They also had overflow in the stadium nearby. So, yeah, they're going to be there. Maybe they just haven't been around. Maybe they haven't been to a lot of funerals or services where you would expect people to be a little more serious and somber. I'll tell you what, I think the face painters were way too much. I mean, their face, I didn't see anybody with their face painted, but it wouldn't shock me based on their cheering. You see with the rally towels out there? Woo! and the face painted. That's the feeling I got. There's another part of the Tucson Memorial last night, an observation I have. I'm not going to bring it up unless somebody else does. Not that it's a hot issue or anything like that. I just want to see if anybody else caught what I caught. If they did, if not, I'll mention it in a little bit, but I just want to see if anybody else caught something really odd. Here's a clip of what I was talking about toward the beginning when they were mentioned in the college and the kids cheered. And I'm thinking, why are you cheering for your school? Woo, our school's hosting the memorial for the dead people. Woo. What is that? It's a memorial.
One of the characteristics that has always struck me about Tucson's uniqueness is how such a vast metropolitan area of more than 1 million people can function so much like a small college town.
Why are you talking about Tucson?
It is, in the truest and best sense of the word, a community where people know each other and care about each other. The University of Arizona sits in the middle of that community, both literally and figuratively. By hosting this ceremony, we hope that we can begin the process of healing. Tonight, we have a chance to pray for those who were wounded, to remember those who were lost, and to reaffirm our commitment to each other.
Okay, that's good.
Representative Gabrielle Giffords is a good friend of mine, as she is of almost everyone in this.
Yeah, I don't understand the whole point of talking about Tucson and how wonderful it is and all this other stuff if it's about the people. You want to talk about the people? That's fine.
You may have spotted Fiat in classic European movies, but the sporty Italian brand hasn't been seen in the U.S. for decades. Now a contemporary version of the Fiat 500 is available nationwide as part of Chrysler's new product lineup. Adapted for North American roads, the 2012 Fiat is one of the most fuel-efficient cars around, expected to get about 40 miles per gallon and loaded with advanced interactive technology. While the smart-looking compact personifies Italian style, it's designed to allow owners to express their own individuality, as Laura Suave, CEO of Fiat North America, explains.
This vehicle can be built over 500,000 different ways. We have 14 exterior colors, 14 different interior color combinations, graphic packages, tons of options. So it's just a lot of fun that you can have when building your car.
There are three Fiat 500 models to choose from. With its state-of-the-art technology and savvy innovations, it looks like this long-established Italian brand is geared up for a new generation of Americans. For more information, visit www.fiatusa.com. I'm Bobby Owens.
This MLK weekend, take advantage of Sears' big home appliance savings event. Get 30% off all Kenmore appliances and an extra 5% on all Kenmore when you use your Sears card. Plus, get 15% off all other brands. And get a Kenmore top-load high-efficiency washer and dryer for only $399.99 each. Hurry into Sears for these incredible savings. Search Sears Appliances for our everyday best prices guarantee. Sears. Exclusions apply. See stores for details. 30 and 15% offers end 1/19. Kenmore laundry item offer valid 1/13 through 1/18. For full offers, see Sears.com. See price matching policy for details.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Skybikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find
the
store.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video which you can watch online for free detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown. More and more about the situation in Tucson, the Arizona shootings. Number one this week, the memorial tribute is what we're focusing on. We've nuanced this down to lots of different things on this hour, trying to figure out with your help at 800-510-8255 whether or not it was over the top the way the people in that gymnasium conducted themselves at the University of Arizona. Not something that you can pin on Barack Obama. In fact, he handled himself quite well. I think that's the consensus. Here is radio host Mandy Connell with the memorial service in the focus. But her way of looking at it is a little bit bizarre.
If you're waiting for me to blast the president's speech, I am not going to do that. I actually think that the speech he gave last night was very well written. I think it set the right tone. I think it was a great message. It was a very upbeat. It was a positive speech that focused on talking about the heroic measures that some of the victims displayed before. Let me just throw it to you this way. Last night he was talking about some of the victims that were killed. One of them was a man who instinctively threw himself in front of, you know, his wife. He was killed. His wife survived. Another couple that was there, she was killed. He survived. The people who foiled the attack, he honored them as part of his speech. I thought that was very appropriate. But I have to tell you, overall, did anybody else think that the reaction of the crowd was completely weird and inappropriate? The whole thing had the air of some kind of bizarro world pep rally. I honestly got the impression that the president and the first lady also felt it was weird and inappropriate. Michelle Obama did not look happy with the hooting and hollering that was going on in the crowd. It was bizarre. I mean, it was so bizarre that I watched the president speak last night right before I was getting ready to go to bed. And I was thinking about it and thinking about it as I was trying to go to sleep, and I thought to myself, I wonder if maybe this is standard. I don't know. The only other memorial service I remember like this was the Paul Wellstone Memorial Service, which was absolutely shameful. I mean, that was shameful. But that was shameful because the people on the stage encouraged that kind of nonsense and behavior. This, I think, I wouldn't use the word shameful. I feel like it was bizarre. Like, the people that were there didn't really give a rat's patootie about the victims. They were there to cheer on the president. I understand being a fan of the president. I get that. But it was such a time and place moment. I mean, it was just very strange. And I really got the impression that the president wasn't too keen on it.
All right. Well, there's nothing as usual from Mandy Connell. She's one of my least favorite people that we quote or focus on here in this program from time to time. She's down in Lexington, Kentucky. Came up from Florida to do a program after a lady named Francine, who hosted a program on that station, passed away a couple of years ago. She has the ability to say nothing better than most, just the usual predictable, I'm not going to talk about the president. It was really a good speech. So anyway, after you've just apologized for us wasting 2.5 minutes of your time there listening to her, but you get the idea. At any rate, that's the party line that anybody who hasn't got any imagination is towing. Oh, the president was very upset, and his wife was too, but that was a really unusual and weird situation, and you're going to be surprised because I haven't got anything bad to say about the president. That's the kind of stuff is you wander through all of this material here day in and day out. I'm just amazed that people like that get jobs. She has absolutely never, including now, had anything to say that made any difference. Anyway, it's not about her, and it's not about the president. It's about the people, and in this circumstance, what in the world people were thinking who got, and maybe it's because the place was filled up with students from the University of Arizona for the most part, other than the people sitting on the floor. If you were in the bleachers, I think you were students. And the kids like Obama. All right, so having said that, The View. Now let's move over to what the ladies on The View, Elizabeth and Sherry and Whoopi and Joy and Barbara, what do they say? I happen to have become a fan of Elizabeth for a number of different reasons. At first I thought she was pretty vapid, too. Maybe there's a chance I can become a fan of Mandy's, although she's always been vapid. I think Elizabeth's kind of grown into and matured into quite a seriously good position on The View. Here, she talks about the president and the speech.
I have to say, I watched that last night, and our president did a most outstanding, gave the most heartfelt, appropriate, so needed direction, I think, for us at this time.
Yeah.
And I really felt, and a side of the aisle aside, that as our president, this was the man that I think we've all been looking for to speak at this time. I was so thankful for him, and I had tears in my eyes when he said that is an absolute perfect metaphor and guidance for us, and I am thankful to President Obama for it.
Good. That's the kind of thinking that brings people around. I wouldn't vote for Obama, didn't vote for him, she didn't, but yet the guy's not all bad. Nobody is all good or all bad. Sherry on the panel at The View with her thoughts.
You hated that a tragedy has to happen to make people look up and go, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
But it seems like, you know, this, if you, when you say, gosh, you try to find some good out of anything that happens, the fact that everybody is.
Now, here they are debating the issue here, the major issue of this hour, whether or not it was appropriate to have the service be as it was.
Is it true that people minded that there was a pause?
Yeah, this morning, some critics were questioning whether the tone was appropriate last night because they were saying it felt more to them like a pep rally than a memorial.
Yeah.
I mean,
the ads on Twitter were going nuts.
I just have to say, you know, a memorial service is generally held for someone who is dead.
Oh,
not
Lord.
Everyone in that President Obama was talking about last night was dead. Some of the survivors were there. So I don't know why they call it a memorial, because it's not.
800-510-8255. A few snippets from a couple of interviews after the memorial, the Greens' mother and father of Christine Taylor Green. John, the father, talks about his daughter.
She began her life on a tragedy like 9/11. And her life was ended with a tragedy here in Arizona. But there was 9 good years in the middle.
That there would be an end to terrorism, there would be an end to war, hatred, disrespect, that somehow everybody would come together like they did.
Mother and father talking about their daughter, John Green, Roxanne Green, about Christine Green. The doctor who's in charge of handling Ms. Giffords described for a news person the Congresswoman's opening her eyes.
I think it was a combination, perhaps, of the unexpected but familiar that really prompted her to open her eyes and look around. So think about it. When you first wake up in the morning, you're all bleary-eyed and your eyes aren't focusing. Then the eyes sort of come together and start to focus. We're just starting to see those signs.
All right. So situation is controversial, as most anything that you listen to can be controversial. The president mourning victims of the shooting, urging Americans not to let the political debate over the tragedy be used as one more occasion to turn on one another, even though there are people like Ms. Connell who would use anything pretty much to badmouth the president. Pretty emotional situation, pretty much as you think about his words, none of us can know with any certainty what might have stopped those shots from being fired. That has been part of the debate about Jared Lee Loeffner this week. And one hopes that quickly he will be dispatched in one way or another to whatever his final destination is. A black bag of ammunition discovered was believed to belong to Mr. Loeffner. An 18-year-old man walking his dog found the bag near the neighborhood where the suspect lives. The authorities earlier said that he got into an argument with his father over the bag just before the shooting. And so maybe this adds fuel to that fire. Not that anybody needs to have more ammunition to find this guy guilty one way or the other. 800-510-8255 opens up your ears and your calls in just a moment on the countdown.
Preventive care is a critical component of limiting lifetime complications for persons with diabetes. According to the Society for Vascular Surgery, when complications develop, aggressive management of contributing factors to atherosclerosis, otherwise known as hardening of the arteries, is also very important to managing the disease and preventing stroke, heart attack, and leg amputations. Atherosclerosis is a known side effect of long-term diabetes that, in the worst-case scenarios, may lead to blockages in the diabetic's heart, brain, or leg arteries. If you have diabetes, see a vascular surgeon to care for your arteries and blood vessels. Today's vascular surgeons are the only specialists who are skilled in all vascular therapies. They're comprehensively trained in medical, endovascular, and surgical therapies. Vascular surgeons are the experts who provide the best diagnosis and treatment for vascular conditions. To learn more about your vascular health and to find a vascular surgeon, visit the Society for Vascular Surgery's website at www.vascularweb.org.
Dear Mom and Dad, one thing I've learned in the Army is that when you're lucky enough to get a little time off, you should put it to good use. So I'm taking a moment to write and tell you that I'm fine and doing well. We have good days and bad days over here. We try to remember the good ones and get through the bad ones as best we can. Mostly we have each other, and that's what keeps us going. That and the pride of our commitment to getting the job done, whatever it takes. I miss you all very much and can't wait to get back to life as usual. Please tell everybody hello for me, that I'll be home soon. And Mom, since you asked, if anyone wants to help, just tell them to contact the USO. You can't believe how much they do for us. With love, your son Michael.
The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. People just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
It has everything you need
to build the body of your dreams, to start the life of your dreams.
Start improving your body and life with Fitness Made Simple's New You Special, an exclusive offer only available by calling the toll-free number on this commercial, 1-800-717-0346.
I totally
It really works.
I was ecstatic. It really has changed my life.
You put it together. It worked for me. It could work for anybody.
Order the New You Special today and get fitness celebrity John Basel's breakthrough new DVD featuring his best workouts for sculpting six-pack abs. Get John's new book, our best-selling fat-burning workout DVD, and the Fitness Made Simple motivational music CD, all for just $29.95. You won't find this offer anywhere else. Call 1-800-717-0346.
Change your body, change your life with Fitness Made Simple.
Call 1-800-717-0346 now.
Live from Progressive.
It's time for Tips from Flo.
Tips from Flo.
Here's a tip about our loyalty program.
Loyalty program.
The savings don't stop when you switch. You're automatically enrolled on day one, and you keep earning great discounts and benefits. And it's free.
It's free.
Are you just repeating everything I say?
Kinda.
Rewarding loyalty. Now that's Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Cumulative benefits are limited. Not available in all states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Doug Steffen here on the Countdown, reviewing most of the events of the week, but finalizing or focusing mostly on the rally, the tribute, the service, if that's what it is. Here's Bonnie in Florida with her thoughts on the cheering, et cetera.
I'm not an Obama fan. I'm very, very conservative. But we needed to listen to all that, even in the strangeness of the hooping and the hollering. We needed to listen, and it was hard. I listened to every bit of it. I didn't miss a part of it. What we need to do, and I've been trying to do this because I do not like the man. I really do not like the man. But I'm trying to pray for him every day. Maybe some of this, with this little girl dying. You know, I have a 9-year-old granddaughter.
Mm-hmm.
It really hit me hard. 9 years old. The beauty of them. We're letting it go. We're fussing and fighting. We need to turn back to God. And, you know, those teenagers there, we forget they're goofy. Let's don't forget how goofy we were at 18 and 19. They didn't know what to do. Somebody should have told them, right, the president of the university probably should have said this is not acceptable. This is not how you act. But I bet the majority of those people had never been to a memorial service and didn't really understand what dying means because they're so young, they don't think they're going to die.
Isn't it amazing? The college kids are that naive. In the main, maybe that's true. 800-510-8255. Ed in Kentucky, here you go.
Good morning, guys. We were sitting there watching. I was watching it with my wife, and we're Republicans. And we're not a fan of the president, but he was very eloquent, and I thought he did bring some common sense with everything that we've heard. Blame this side, blame that side. I think he did a very somber, wonderful job with the speech. And it's very weird that you said bizarro world. I think I said to my wife, I said, we're in bizarro world. Where do you ever root for someone at a funeral or a memorial service? The weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life. And I work at a college, and I've taught for years, so, and students are always going to act the way students do. But for that entire body, and there were adults in there, too. I'm assuming there were some faculty involved and some others that were close. It was weird. I was like, we finally turned it off because I felt sorry for Gabby's husband because you could see Michelle Obama's, I don't know, she just felt so weird the way they were grasping each other. It was more support to get through the event than it was the actual shooting.
800-510-8255. Why do you folks all think, or many of you think, it's necessary to bracket yourself? I'm not a Republican. I am a Republican. I'm not an Obama fan. Come on, just lighten up, will you? Mondo bizarro, I would describe a lot of this. Here's Kevin in Missouri. How do you describe it?
I thought he did a really good job on the speech last night. And what stood out to me was how he was explaining this country needs to come together. You know, it's ironic that we can go over to other countries and try to tell them how to be a democratic country. And here we are here in America. We can't even get along here. How are we going to get Iraq and Afghanistan in order to try to have them as democratic countries when we're not even together here? We only come together when it's a big tragedy, something like 9/11 or the Oklahoma bombing and this incident right here. He was saying, why can't we come together all the time and try to, you know, mediate our problems in a civil way? Why does it have to be so divided here?
Yeah. All right, I agree.
I don't think we're going to ever fix any other country.
Yeah. I think you got some points well made there, Kevin. Thank you. More calls in a moment on the countdown.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan. .com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And our focus, for the most part, is the service itself that was held this week. What did the Obamas feel? What did the president say about the rest of the people in the crowd? Barbara listens to the countdown in Virginia. Here's what she found.
I want to go down the list a little bit. I'm not surprised at all. I watched almost the whole thing, and I turned it off because I was getting uncomfortable through the whole thing. But President Obama went way too long for Memorial. Totally out of context. When you start saying the word uniting together, using the finger-pointing word, that's it. It's over. It's out of context. That has nothing to do with the memorial and sharing that time with the victims. If it was one of my, if it was my fiancé or my daughter, that would have been totally uncomfortable. You know, I don't think in the first prayer that the gentleman did, the Native American, it was a great prayer, but I'm not sure if the word Jesus Christ was used. So that set the tone right then. And the second thing that I want to say about the second person that spoke was the president, of the university. That set the tone right then. When the cheering went on, I felt like the typical 18 and 19 and 20-year-olds, that they're immature when it comes to social skills. And when you're in a memorial, keep your eye on the ball. And that is remorse for the victims, nothing about Arizona, nothing about the community, but about, you know, lifting those people up. And the representative, her name was mentioned more than the victims that actually died. I was uncomfortable because they weren't given recognition soon enough.
All right. Jeez, my God. There are people who can pick apart anything, find anything some people can find anything. We are so critical as a society. My God. Oof. All right. And that's my aim there is on Barbara's here. Although I think it was, in fairness, uncomfortable. It was uncomfortable to watch. But timing how long the president spoke and how long he spoke about each person. Jeez. Some of you people need to get a life. Jake is in Georgia with thoughts on the countdown on this whole affair. I guess the focus here, you want to talk about Michelle Obama?
It's amazing how some minds can think alike, because I told my daughter the same thing last night as we was watching. When they started applauding, they was reading the names of the deceased, and these people, you know, they applauded. So I told my daughter, I said, why in the world are these people applauding? I said, I don't understand. This is a memorial service, not a graduation, you know, kind of setting for that. I mean, I'm like, you, Michelle Obama, them, their faces, their expression. Yep. I told the whole setting when, like you said, the camera would go back to her face. It was like she was kind of like, I can't believe these people. And actually, it reminded me of like a high school kind of graduation with some of the people yelling, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, just how, but that's just totally inappropriate.
Yes, you are correct. Yes, 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 it was. And that's what we seem to be agreeing on. Ken, you're in Texas with some advice, or what you wished had been the advice.
I made my living at public speaking for almost 30 years, and I didn't get to see the entire speech. I worked late last night. I caught the tail end of it. What I saw, I'm no fan of this administration, but I thought the president was presidential. But whoever gets to the podium, they're the one in charge. So whether it was the opening speaker, the opening moderator, or even the president could have taken that opportunity at that time and used his position as leader of the free world to say, hey, you know, this is not the time or place. So not trying to take anything away from anybody, but there was big leadership failures there from anybody who stood behind that podium at that time.
All right. So, Jim in Louisville, we're getting close to the end of the time. Would you make it quick, please?
I could not agree with you and the other callers more. I was sitting there watching going, is this a rock concert? I mean, every time they said Arizona or Tucson, yeah, it was like, you know, someone comes, welcome Louisville, Kentucky, and everybody, yeah! There were cheers. There were people hollering to the people on, we love you, too, or you know, whatever they were saying. They weren't heckling them in a negative way. But it was just absolutely bizarre. It's like there was a drinking game going on in the back section or something. You know, I agree. You know, I'm not a huge supporter of the president. I didn't vote for him. I've actually been out to tea parties and protested a lot of his policies. But he couldn't have been more on the money with his speech last night. And I respect that immensely from him. And I wish more people actually listened to what he said, because I think he gave the right message. I hope they take that away from it.
All right, Vicky, you're in Illinois. Let's have a wrap.
Good morning. I truly felt that it was a combination of a WWE SmackDown with a televangelist, whatever, preacher on TV. They needed to have, you know, lights coming out of the ceiling. It was insane. My 9-year-old son even said, okay, this is crazy. It's like they're cheering for these dead people. Like, yay, they're dead. It was nuts.
That's a wrap. Thank you, one and all.